This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN Local News. Early voting starts Thursday in Columbus County. Remember that you need an approved ID to cast a ballot. Free voter ID cards are available at the Board of Elections until November 2nd. The state board said that 62% of voters cast an early ballot in 2016 and 65% in 2020. There are indications that this year is going to be even more. Early voting locations in the county are the County Board of Elections Office, Chadron Municipal Annex, Fair Bluff Fire and Rescue, Ransom Center, and Tabor City Courthouse. Any registered voter may cast an early ballot at any location during this period. Now, if you wait until Election Day to vote, you may only vote in your home precinct. In addition to the governor, council of state, and legislative offices, Columbus County voters have two school board races, four county commissioner seats, Soil and Water Conservation Board, and the Register of Deeds. Wyville City Schools also have three seats on the ballot, and the Riegelwood Sanitary District has two seats open. Voters are also being asked to decide on a constitutional amendment that would prohibit anyone except for native and naturalized citizens of the United States from casting a ballot in state elections. The Hurricane Donation Center is once again open for business, and they are in desperate need, folks. Warm clothing, gas and kerosene heaters, small LP tanks, cleaning supplies, and hand tools are being accepted. The Donation Center is at Black's Tire Facility in the former Ford dealership on Madison Street in Wyville. Cash donations are also needed to help fund operations such as gasoline, as well as helicopter search and rescue and delivery of goods. Volunteers are needed here to help sort, pack, and load items as well. You can contact the Columbus Baptist Association for more. Also, County Commissioner Laverne Coleman is collecting heaters and LP tanks in the east end of the county. Contact Laverne if you can help in that direction. Use extra caution if you're in downtown Wyville on Thursday. The city is restriping the parking lanes from Walter to Pecan Street on Madison. You can expect some delays in some areas. The new overpass on US 74 at Lake Waccamaw is partially open. Eastbound traffic is being detoured onto Chauncey Town and Fire Tower Roads. Lake Waccamaw will be the only North Carolina location hosting World Singing Day this Saturday, and more voices are welcome. World Singing Day will take place in 24 nations this year, with 42 events in America. Participants should be at the Depot Museum at Lake Waccamaw no later than 11 a.m. For more information, go to Cole Co. Sings on Facebook. It's pro rodeo time again at the Boys and Girls Home at Lake Waccamaw. Gates open at 6 p.m. Friday and Saturday, and competition starts at 8. Tickets are $20. Little cowpokes under 8 years of age get in for free. Go to srarodeo.com for more details. Antioch Baptist Church will wrap up its revival services tonight at 7 p.m. Antioch is located at 1463 Antioch Church Road, Wyville. Transformation Church is holding a sidewalk service October 20th at 6 p.m. in the alleyway in downtown Wyville. Everyone is welcome. Calvary Baptist Church is going to hold revival October 20th through the 23rd. Sunday services are at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and it'll be 7 p.m. Monday through Wednesday. Royce Williams will be the guest speaker. Calvary is located at 5028 Pleasant Plains Church Road, Wyville. Downtown Wyville is once again going to host its adult costume party at Vineland Station. That's going to be October 25th at 7 p.m. Cost is $20 for adults 21 and over. There will be prizes awarded for the best individual and couples costumes. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.